rushed him to the hospital, and that wasn't a big enough hospital, so they rushed him on to Shreveport. And they called us into the room to pray with Brother Ben Shaw and a bunch of other saints. And I just tell this for the glory of the Lord. You understand me? I knelt to pray, and the Lord said he'll be all right. So when he tells me that, I leave the prayer meetings most of the time. And I just left the prayer meeting. My praying's over. Did you know what we're into in a lot of places? Now, I've never been a success. I've pastored 9 churches and been a chairman of Bristow 16 years and preached 51 years and never been a great success. But I want to tell you something. A lot of folks just joking. They're just joking. Let me talk to you a minute. We got 5 or 6 preachers, we'll say, in our area. We got a bunch of you boys have here. Sister, favorite sister so-and-so. Favorite, one of our favorites. I mean it, a good one. She's down. She's called for prayer. You get there, and you pray for her. Whoosh, she said, I feel the touch. Feel the power of God. And then we start that joking business. It's wonder God don't whoop us good because of the way we do. Here comes Brother Moore in. We don't want to offend him. Have him pray for her too. She just got through saying that the Lord touched her. But we're going to have him pray. And then here's Brother Throckmorton from Loggy Hill. And he's come a long ways, and we must have. Oh, now what are we doing? What on earth are we doing? I went into Earl Holcomb's house, and his little girl had the polio. And he called for me. I was his father in the gospel 40-some years, just buried him the other day. He's that old free will that smoked and got under conviction. You know how come you get under conviction over smoking? I preached against it. We're in such a silly time. Don't preach against nothing. Don't preach against homos or lesbians or television or sin. One of the wickedest things ever invented. I dare you to bring me that thing that shows you what's on that. Fooled around here now that we've justified things till we don't have any power left, hardly. No spirit left, hardly. No real power of God left, hardly. Who are we trying to fool here? Woo! I went outside. I'll get ahead of myself. I went outside and Ben come out that while. What do you think, Brother Moore? I said, not a thing in the world to worry about. Wife and 3 or 4 children down there in intensive care. It looked like he's going to die. I don't go by that, see. I don't pay no attention to that. That's the way I done Charles Barnett when he had that bad heart attack up there. And I went to pray in Oklahoma, and he lived over here in Indiana. Where? Yeah. Lord told me he's going to be all right, so I just said he'd make it fine. The Lord told me he don't lie about nothing. And you know what? I waited a few days and called up there, and I said, Sister Barnett, yeah, I said, the Lord showed me and told me that Charles would be all right about that heart trouble. She said he's having another bad attack right now. I can't help it, I said. He's going to be all right. She went in there and told him that. You know, he got all right, and then he come to Bristol, and we had 200 of them in line to get prayed for. And I looked down the line, and I saw Charles Barnett in the line, and I saw him preaching years from that time. Charles, I said, I see you preaching years from now. Well, they said, ain't no use getting prayed for then, Brother Moore. Not a bit. Well, let Sister Smith and Brother John and Brother Jack and Brother Jim and Brother Joe, let them touch him and let them anoint him. All here. Here now. Glory to God. It's all right if we didn't get nowhere, but when we feel like I did about you, it's time to say thank God and let him limp on back to the seat if he does limp, because he's going to quit. Yeah. Believe that. God got work for you to do. I know it down the road, things to do. You know these folks ain't going to do a thing. It's promised God everything under the sun and ain't never done nothing. And they ain't going to do nothing. But this man is doing something. He's going to do something. And God wants to use your frame to do it with. What happened to that boy? They took him in intensive care. It's worried to death about him. He said, I'm going to come out. I know I'm going to be all right. He's all right. Sure, God healed him. I never healed. I shook people. I slapped them on the head. I slapped them in the back. I quit all that. Don't do a thing for them. Give them a worse headache. Somebody got the headache and you praying for them, screaming in their ear as loud as you can, and God ain't a hold of you, you're going to give them troubles, all you're going to do. We ought to try to have a little sense, children. Now, I look now, when the power of God gets hold of me, I'm two kinds of Indian and one kind of Irish, and a Christian beside that, I shout. Lord, do I shout. I believe in shouting. But we all try to use a little judgment about doing things for the Lord. This is LD now, and that's all I am. I'm just myself, and don't get offended or hurt. But, you know, Charles stepped out of line. I preached 12 years after that last year. Year before last year, I preached a camp meeting with Charles, and that's 12 years from that time. It's over 13 now. The Lord can help you. I don't know how, but He knows. I'm going to sing an old song that I sang in nearly every meeting and dedicate it to all of the old folks here. I love you people up here. That's not put on. I've been around, looked at some of your churches around here, and I just want you to hear it. I'm not really. I've heard some of my preaching. I thought it was pretty flat. But I do love the people here, and I've been around with Brother Bruce. He's been fine and good to me. His wife, one of the greatest cooks in the whole country here, she is. And we looked at your churches, nice, neat-looking little churches in the hills here, and I love it here. I can't come past you, but if you ever think you need me, holler. I might get up here sometime, but I ain't looking for a church. I've had nine of them, and I don't know of any that I want. I've never seen one I wanted. I've never seen a church I wanted to take. All I want's the will of God. I ain't hunting for a church. But I love these folks up here. They're common people, and you know who heard Jesus gladly? Common people. Don't worry about talking Greek or Hebrew. They don't know about understand it anyway. Amen. Amen. Do better if you just say, hello, John, how are you, Murray? We're glad to have you. Right. Amen. What happened to the polio child? Free will Baptist, he had been the child's father. He came to church where I was Sunday school superintendent, assistant pastor, and the janitor, the young people's leader, all at one time. I just had a zeal. I just worked 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. I had plenty of time to do things. Just took my old 29 Model A Ford with the rumble seat and just loaded it from one end to the other without a jack or a spare tar and just hauled them to church in it. That's right. I hit my knees on the floor to pray for that child. The Spirit said, get up. Get up. I've already granted an answer to heal the child. Well, I just went up, got up and went into my spiritual hucklebuck. That preacher looked to me like, Brother Moore, you ought to be a bawling, squalling, crying. I said, son, ain't no use praying no more. God has granted the answer, and your child is healed. I said, ain't no use praying. The thing to do is go shouting and rejoicing and thanking God. And he did. Sure, she's well, been well for 40 years. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know what to do tonight. I've had 40 texts going through my mind today, and I can't think of. They don't let them sound like what I ought to preach. I don't know. I may modify preaching three or four of them, but just see if that'll work. And if that don't do it, it's good to be here. It's good to be here. God wants to help you. God wants to bless you. God wants to encourage you. He wants to do what He's always done for the human family. Amen. In the end time, they that do know their God should be wise and do exploits, for we got to have them in this time. We're in the end time, did you know it? We're just pretty close to the mark of the beast. Brother Moore, you beside yourself? Absolutely not. Stopped a fellow over in our country the other day, had $40,000 in his car. They said, what are you doing with all this money? He said, I'm a gun dealer, and I'm headed out to a gun show, and they don't want checks. They want cash. I carry this kind of money because I'm in guns, and I'm a gun dealer. But he said, how do you know I had it? Satellite, that little strip that just put in your money, in your 20s and your 50s and your $100 bills. You see it? Hold it up to light and look at it. 1990 or over? Uh-huh. Picked it up from a satellite, they said. You wonder how they can have his mark on you or his number on you or his name on you. They're already working with that chip in a lot of cattle down in our country. They got chips in them dairy herds down there. Tell them all about that cow when it's born. Everything about it. How much milk it produces, whether it's sick or not, whether it's eating in the wrong stall or not, right close to me. Yeah, Mr. Brom's dairy, milking 9,000 cows. He's going to 12,000 cows. He's a big man in the dairy business. Look, we are right up against that one world government. Even our president's talking about a world government. Even talking about unloading Chinese soldiers here and Russian soldiers here to police our people. And talking about a world tax. When? Now? Why are they talking about one world government? That book right there. Coming to pass, just like they said it would. Wicked men and seducers are waxing worse and worse. They are. You can kill anybody you want to after a while. If you got enough money to get a big lawyer, you may not have to stay in jail over a year or two, let alone be electrocuted. Worse and worse. Amen? They're lovers of pleasure. Babe Ruth liked to play ball so well, he'd play for nothing. Mickey Mantle, when he started from Commerce, Oklahoma, would too. But get $2 million or $3 million a year and be off 3 or 4 months? Unheard of. People are lovers of pleasure so till they'll give the money to pay tickets that'll pay ball players $2 or $3 million, $1.5 million or $2 million a year. Looked like they have since not to boycott the park till they brought the prices down and quit supporting. But no, they're lovers of pleasure. Amen. Are we there? I'm not going to preach on that tonight, but I want you to know, children, we're in the end time. Amen. You cannot hardly pastor church with children that's 25 years old and 28 and 30 that hasn't been married 2 or 3 times. I'm not saying they're all devils. I'm not saying there's no hope for them. But I'm saying they're marrying and giving in marriage. And that's what the Bible said had happened in the last day. Amen. I'm not preaching on end sign times tonight. But we are in the end. We're not yet to come to a period of days or a time that will be the time of the end. You want to turn that one off? Will it help you better if you do? But we're there now. We're there now. God bless you. I'm so happy to be with you, and I hope I can help Brother Bruce while I'm here. I don't always help folks. I know I sang a special, one of my famous special songs one night, and a fellow said, it sounds like a hoot owl to me. You know, it took me 3 minutes to get back in the meeting. I just knocked me out. It took me 3 minutes to get back. I mean, I was knocked plumb out of it. Very idea, a fellow says, such a thing as that. Amen. Preaching over here in Dayton, Ohio, I had about 300 people there that night, and I didn't do so well. And I'm just blaming nobody else. Preacher man, if Eddie backed me, I'd have done good. If Eddie backed you, wouldn't have done a bit better than you did. If that's all you counting on to preach, forget it. You must be able to preach without one amen. You must be able to go without anybody telling you, just God told you to go. God told me to go to Prague, Oklahoma, preach on the streets. Well, a friend of mine said to policeman, he said, we want to get a preacher down here. He's done a lot of that work in his youth especially. He said he can't come. We ain't having him down here. Didn't know me. And didn't matter. Probably wouldn't want me to come. If he knew me, he wouldn't want me to come. Well, Curly Mayfield is 84 now. Raised an infidel. Mom and daddy hauled off to jail for making whiskey and taught this an old God all his life, go to school drunk. And one night at an old-time meeting in Oklahoma, Curly stood out there amongst the trees, that old open-air meeting, and when it come time for altar call, he sailed his hat down the aisle. Didn't have nerve to go in, but he sailed his hat down the aisle and followed his hat in. Got saved. He's still playing that tambourine all the way down his arm, down his leg, down his ankle. He's still doing it. He's just had the 85th birthday in our Bristow meeting, Curly Mayfield. But I'm going to tell you something. Curly was talking to that chief, and he had been there for years, and he wouldn't turn Curly down. He finally said, let him come. I went down there and set up my little PA system on the street corner and plugged into a pool joint there. I'm going to try to get to the Bible. I've got too many stories to tell. I must be careful about that. But, you know, I got my old guitar out and said, would you listen, good people, now to what I've got to say? We've been living in a mighty evil day, and it seems that men won't hear the word of the Lord. But we know God cannot lie. Every nation he's going to try, and we see that God's hand is on our land. And across the street, a fellow come out of the beer joint with a guitar. He wasn't drinking. He just made music in there. Took him 45 minutes to take that flat tire off his car and put the spur on. And he raised up the turtle and he froze right there. And he listened about 15 minutes before he could catch himself and go to try and take the tar back out of the turtle. He got trying to take it out and got been over there and paralyzed for 5 or 10 minutes. 45 minutes it took him to get the spur out and put it on. The old Bohemian chief of police drove by poking real slow. Friend of mine standing looking in the window said, tear all down his face, LD, on both sides. Well, glory be to God. Went back home about a week or two later, maybe, pouring down rain towels. Spirit said to me, go back and preach again over there. Devil said, it's raining. I said, it may not be raining where I'm going. Ain't the devil mean, you know. Better not go to church, you might have a wreck. Didn't tell you that and you're going to boo join to the dance hall, did he? Well, that's a devil then, for sure. That's a devil. No one's going to church, son. No, don't go to church. You'll ever get hurt. They're dangerous people. They pour stuff on people. They hypnotize people. They've told all kinds of things on me, you know. My God, have mercy. Yes! They ain't got good sense. I can find my way home. Amen. I went back and it rained on me till I got to the outskirts of Prague, Oklahoma. Drove on downtown. The street was wet, but it wasn't raining. Set that PA up and started again. Right out on the street corner. Hands were tied, feet were bound, elements opened, and the Lord came down, and I heard his voice, and it sounded sweet. He let me run down to the sole of my feet. I said, Lord, if I go, you go with me. Preach the gospel, and you preach with me. Lord, if I go, tell me what to say. They won't believe on me. Preached and had service. Would you believe this? Power of God come up on me. I said, folks, get in your car as quick as you can. It's going to go to pouring down raining. And jumped in mine, and it did. Drove out of town, said, ha ha, Satan, we slipped one by you, didn't we? God stopped the rain just long enough to preach the gospel and started back. That's a lie. God killed me, wouldn't he? Honorary lying devil. All the devil can do is accuse God's people of lying. Down to Eufaula, Oklahoma. People all over town in the early days of my ministry. Spirit moved on me to preach on the streets and raining. Old time stores you ever have in this country built right out over the sidewalk, clear out to the curb. Honey, they had this, there's a metal one here, but I don't know what you see. In the big, long, wide store, Spirit said to me, back up under that and preach. Without the man's permission, you don't have to ask nobody's permission if God told you to. You know what's wrong with a lot of folks? They're busy asking folks to do things God told them to do.
arrested us in Oklahoma City, had five of us in jail, five in jail at one time, and called me at another time. They kept Brother Foster in jail for day after day after day, had seven colored boys crying and praying in one cell at once, got them saved in early as a sight. They brought him a piece of paper, said, sign it, we'll turn you loose. Didn't do nothing to sign anything for, take it back. Fella paid him out, sent the money back down. That's an acknowledgement of guilt. I'm not guilty. And he sent a card in, said, this will keep the FBI off of you. He said, this will keep the police off of you. He said, keep the police off of me when the FBI has already got me under investigation. I don't need that card. They come in and said, if you sign your own bond, we'll turn you loose. He said, I ain't signing nothing. 3 days, they brought his cross in and brought him in there and said, get out of here. Yeah, I knew him well. He's one of my fathers in the gospel. That's what I come up under. I quit asking them whether I could preach or not. You don't get no if you don't ask. I'd rather let them stop me. Amen. Spirit said, back up under that awning, have me. Devil act like he owns the mountains. He owns the valleys. He owns the seas. I don't mean to disrespect good laws, but there ain't no such a good law as tells a man he can't preach the gospel. Homos get out there on the street corner. Amen. Infidels get out there on the street corner. Communists get out there on the campus, university campuses, and make the speeches and arrest the preacher. Ain't no sense to that. Backed up on that and went to singing and preaching. Didn't do anything but pack that old boy's grocery store with customers. Amen. Drawed a crowd for him. God went to blessing the old boys in the hotel across the street. Opened the windows, hung their heads out in the rain. I was just talking about preaching. Wasn't raised to be a preacher. Wasn't raised in church. Didn't know nothing about it. God Almighty called me to preach when I was in school as a boy. My speech arts teacher, I was mean as a snake. Didn't know a thing about God or the Bible. She said, Lester, you're going to do a work someday in life, and if I've ever done anything to offend you, would you forgive me? I didn't understand a thing about it. But that woman could see. She could see. You're here and I'm here, and we're not here by accident, and you're so important that God gave His Son for every one of you. If you need help here tonight, He's just as willing to help you as He was anybody that He helped when He was here. Here's this old man here's got saved just a few days ago, and he's excited, don't know what in the world to do. He's afraid he ain't going to live long enough to blow them things long enough for the Lord. God, let him live a long while. Blow them things. Put your heart in it. Blow it. Thank God. I'm going to preach from the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew. I'll try to cut my little oration a little short. I just get in some of those. Now, here you, Beatrice. I've had quite a lot of experiences, and I'll start telling him he can't quit sometime. I just tell him for the glory of the Lord, children. I'm like the colored sister said, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise His name. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise His name. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise His name. I come to praise Him. I come to praise Him. I come to praise His name. You don't have to have a brass band to have revival. You don't have to have a bunch of fellows with ear bobs on and hair hanging down the back like a woman and a big chain around the neck that knows all about music, knows all about slowing down and stopping at the bird's eyes and resting at the rest. You don't have to have all that. No, no, all you got to have is God. I wouldn't trade them warblers that know all about music for one old country mother that knows God, that sings like that old mother did at Blanchard, Oklahoma that night. Sister Ruth Shepherd fell between the house and barn at Dothit, Oklahoma, having another hemorrhage at the lungs from TB. She'd had many of them. She fell between the house and barn. I can take you where it happened, boys. At Dothit, Oklahoma, spitting up more blood. She said, my father, if my earthly father was here, he would help me, but he's dead and gone and can't. Will you help me? He healed Ruth right there on that path. She never had another hemorrhage. She lived for years and years. Healed her immediately. She come to Blanchard. She old-timey looking woman. My, my, she's really old-timey. Her dress looked too long to me. I mean, she really... I mean, before the style come in, I seen a girl coming to meet me on the sidewalk the other day, big old dress nearly dragging the ground. I said, well, It seemed like she's kind of overdoing. When she walked all the way, it split clear to her buttocks. Great God. Sister Ruth got up and said, could we get another witness for my Lord? Have we got another witness for my... She sung. Yeah, I didn't know her. She sung just a little bit. I said, if she needs any water, where's it at? I'll get a cup of it. She may need a drink of water before she quits. Healed by the power of God. I may not do another talk about where I've been tonight. Well, that work, that ain't... What we call that? If it's taped, what do we name it? Has been, or would be, or could be, or maybe it will be, or some... Pastor Church of California had a fellowship meeting. A colored lady come, weighed about 90 pounds, bless her heart. She said, done you just like it done me. It just shook my nerves. She screamed. I mean, she screamed as loud as anybody ever screamed. I said, woo-wee. My Jesus, I said, that girl's her eardrums out. She said, God done heal me of the TB. Said, bleeding to death, couldn't live, looked like I never would live another day. Power of God come upon me and heal me the TB. I said, shout, sis, turn it on. I mean, she'd been healed a good while. He heals that kind of stuff, you know. Great God, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Wayne Dillard lay down there, dying, 70-year-old in Arkansas at Glenwood, and his son is a school superintendent, not a Sunday school, but a school superintendent. And I said, Hack, he's going to die, look like. He said, I believe he is, LD. I'd known him for years and years, laying there in the bed, and had a little bell hooked up. He'd pull a cord and ring it. He was real weak and couldn't hardly do it. He won't anything. Don't make any noise. Said, kid him. Said, he's bad shape. Said, he's going to die. And said, everybody in the sister did. Shh, don't make no noise. Said, he can't stand north. A old man on the West Coast, I knew him well. Did you ever hear of Wiley's? Had some Wiley's in here, didn't you? I'm talking about the grandpa, that whole bunch. The Wiley boys that helped you meet, and I'm talking about his dad's dad, Claude Wiley. Walking to his house on Farmerville, California, and Spirit said to him, go to Glenwood, Arkansas, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles. They didn't have transportation as good as we got now. He drove her in. He come into Wayne Dillard's house. He knew Wayne well. Brother Dillard said, can you eat anything? Oh, I said, don't believe you could. Anything. I'll get you anything you want. I said, I might eat a little piece of fish. Watch the Lord work. Wiley went down to the pond behind the house, sewed in a hook, and caught that fish. No, he didn't fish all evening. He caught that fish. Don't let us preachers have some strange things to tell. Took that back to the house, and they cooked it, and Wayne said, that ain't the kind I was talking about. Sick. You get bad sick, you just something you just nibble on. You can't. Went back to that pond, sewed in the hook, and caught the kind he's talking about. Ain't that, you ever have that kind of luck fishing? It sounds like a lie, don't it? Come on. Took it back to the house and cooked it. Wayne ate a bite or two of it. 2 or 3 days went by. Didn't get no better. Just did a shh. Don't make me watch the Lord work now. Are you willing for the Lord to work? You want the Holy Ghost? Well, you can't come down here and kneel on a 4x4 handkerchief, and if you want me to have it, give it to me. You ain't going to get it. Claude stomped in the door about 3 days after that and slammed the door when he come in. Don't that remind you of a Wiley? That's a grandpa of the whole bunch. He slammed the door, walked in, stomped into Brother Dillard's room, said, oh, Claude, you're making it. He said, what do you mean? Wayne Dillard, he said, you told me God could heal. I'm not bringing you another drop of water. I'm not bringing you another bite to eat. I'm not doing one more thing for you. Get out of that bed in the name of Jesus Christ. Wayne Dillard crawled out the other side and run all over the house here with the power of God. I know it happened. Wiley said, gave him a piece of ham about as big as a hand and gave him two of them In-N-Out eggs. Dillard said, I don't know what In-N-Out eggs is, but fix them, whatever they are, and bring on the ham.
It wasn't 10 days till I met him in Hobbs, New Mexico. He had drove 700 miles that day. He is over 70 years old. He said, I could drive that many more, I believe, Brother Moore, if God wanted to live to be 99 years old. I can't even get to the scriptures for telling these things about the Lord. That ain't no trick for the Lord. Get God in it. He'll work it on out for you. 7th chapter of Matthew. Beware of false prophets. 15th verse. Which come to you and they will. They'll come to you. You don't have to send for them. Big good preacher come, can't get to it. Modest and won't tell you come because he thinks you're just trying to be too pushy. You know, a good man's hard to get a good man sometimes. He's backward a lot of time. He don't just want you to think he's trying to rush in on you and step in front of nobody else, you know. But they're not like that. Beware of false prophets which come to you looking just like the devil. You can tell, but look, they're the devil. You got to watch it. You can't tell by looking at them as the devil. Amen. I'm just a little old sheep. Hell, that meeting over at Guy, and everybody's probably been to Guy, and I've been to famous places like Slap Out and Frog Level and Guy. I'll start me a paper and put these famous places where I've been. Horatio. Hold a meeting at Guy in Arkansas. I didn't know bridge across the river there. There sat a fellow with the devil in him. Make his mom and sis get up in the night and walk barefooted on them rocks. He wasn't married. Husky feller. Sitting right on the platform with me at night. A little hard hearing. Devil in him. Oh, devil's got a lot of people locked down. I said, Lord, I got to defeat that if I have a revival in this place. So I walked in the next night and he's sitting up on the platform, stare a hole through you and make faces at you when you breathe. He's a little hard here, and I said, you get down and sit right down there. Well, he did, but when we prayed for the sick, he'd beat everybody else to him, get him with the head and hold the head, and just stir around everybody. Wouldn't nobody pray for him. Well, I had to get rid of that. So I beat him to him. You got to put the gas on sometime. Sometimes I said, Lord, move. No, you move. Amen. Great God, hallelujah. If some devil runs me out of this pulpit, and I ain't talking about nobody in here, but if there's a devil comes in here, son, while I'm preaching, he's going to have to run me out. I'm not running. He's going to have to make that effort to run me out of here. But you know what? I beat him to him, and I got a hold of heads. And I told him to sit down. And you know, we whooped that evil spirit in the name of the Lord, and the God went to moving. Devil going to come to you in sheep's clothing. See, I've got the 9 spiritual gifts. He's as bad off as that woman was in Norman when her daddy come to my church and the mama old people. She come from the World Church in California. She had the 9 spiritual gifts. I've never met nobody with the 9 spiritual gifts. I have met them with one. I've prayed 20 years for one. I've never met nobody with the 9 spiritual gifts. The church has the 9 gifts in it. But I've never met one person that had the 9 spiritual gifts. She said she have all 9 of them along with her scooter bar top on. She said, thus saith the Lord my Father, if you arise and go with me into California, thou shalt be healed. And Brother Moore on the other side said, thus saith the Lord, Brother McFarland, if you go with her, you'll die miles from home and your friends. And he did. But the devil will come right in amongst you, right to your house, right to your girl, right to your boy, and haul them off and get them drunk, take them off to something that a dog hadn't ought to go to, right in your presence. I hope we've got the nerve to stand against evil like that black preacher did. That boy come to his house. He wobbled up there doing the do-si-do and the razzmatazz and everything else with them earbobs and all that stuff. And I come to pick up Miss So-and-so. Who are you, he said. I'm So-and-so. He said, is Josephine here? I'm using a fictitious name. Is Josephine here? He said, not for you, she ain't. Papa talking. Preacher man, dad. Right, woo! Yeah, not for you. Said, I come to pick her up. Said, no, you didn't. You didn't come to pick her up. It ain't, she ain't for you, you hear me? He got the message. He left after a while. The daughter tripped down and said, Daddy, who was at the door? That was a boy named so-and-so. Why, I'm supposed to go with him tonight. I said, no, you ain't going with him tonight or no other night. You know who they asked to preach her mother's funeral when she died? That's Dad, too. You know who's sitting out front married to a Christian boy? That girl. Because Papa stood against it. I ain't going to have time to do what I'm going to do here tonight. But look here. Here comes the devil dressed up like a sheep. I ain't no devil. I'm a sheep. Inside, they're ravening wolves. All they want to do is ruin your girls. Tear up your home. Get you in a mess. That's all they're trying to do. Every good tree, you should know them by their fruits. And I've had folks really talk to me about that. You just can't tell looking people whether they're Christian or not. Yes, you can. You got discernment, you can. No, I can't say by the color of the shirt or the color of the dress. No, I can't do that. But if you've got discernment, you can tell whether they're Christian or not. By their fruits, you shall know them. Try to cast the devil. Y'all know where the devil's going to? Where all the devils go to? Jesus used to cast that. My early ministry, we cast that devils all the time. You can't find no devils now. You know, in the churches, all this healing going on and all these great gifts operating, and nobody casting out no devils. Where did the devils go? When they went out of the hogs, they went into the hogs, and then Jesus rebuked them devils, and he told them hogs, they'll always throw you in a fit. You know why folks have fits? It's devils. Stay with me now. I may choke you tonight. If I do come back tomorrow night, I don't do this every night. But the devils went out of the man, and they want a place to go to. Did you ever see a Jersey cow? Now, if you haven't, but I come from Oklahoma, and my uncle had to build a fort under his to move it. Literally done it. He is mean as the devil himself. He wasn't saved. I'll move, you said, to build a fort under. That moved it. He done it. But that devil that gets in people wants to hide in their bosoms and hide in their hearts and act like he ain't no devil. Inwardly, they're raving wolves and act like it wouldn't harm nothing. Wouldn't do nothing. Where are they going to? They went out of that man in the hogs, and the hogs run in the water, and that's what the devil do. And the hogs drown, and the devils come back to Indiana. You can't drown the devil. But they like a body, like a little child. We had a boy in my church. I married him to a girl. I'm not going to be able to, son. I beg your pardon for not preaching tonight. I beg your pardon. But I had a boy in my church, and he's a great builder. Builds as good as this boy, and he can build. I mean, whoever he's having build, he's either bringing somebody else to do it, or he's doing it, he can build. That's a beautiful place. I love state. I may try to move in with him later. But but you know what? The devil is a sight. He tries to pretend that he's not there. That this is not a devil. I'm just an honest, sincere person. And he'll warp you and deceive you and try to get you with his conniving ways. It's hard sometimes to discern just what he is doing. It's hard sometimes to discern. But where has he gone to? We cast them out all the time when I was a young man. And now, well, one reason for it is so much high-powered dope at the hospitals. And I'm not knocking people that's sick. It takes pain stuff. Understand me now. But you take that out of all the people in the hospital, you're going to hear some of the screamingest things you ever heard in your life. No, they're not all devil-possessed. They're hurting and suffering. But many are devil-possessed. The only way our psychiatrists and psychologists are handling these folks that's really full of the devil is putting them from one kind of a dope to another. They already taken heroin, but they took them off that and put them on that other stuff that the psychiatrist can get them a prescription for, and that's what they're taking, like Elvis did and Hank Williams did. Hank got his last shot in Oklahoma City. Elvis was on pure heroin. He ain't alive nowhere. No, he's dead. He's buried right down there in Memphis. But we're covering up in our world those evil spirits by suppressants, things we give people.
Don't give the devil a chance to get out of it. I had a preacher friend went to pray for a fellow had the devil. Bad. And he went to praying for him, and that evil spirit said, that'll be enough praying now. We don't want any more praying. That'll be all the praying we need. We don't need no more praying. Of course, that preacher, my friend of mine, wasn't fooled any. Come out of him, Satan. In the name of Jesus, he said, come out of him. He rode him across that room just like a man riding a horse. Looked like it's going to be one of the bloodiest fights you ever seen. That fellow had that glass trying to cram it right down that preacher friend of mine's neck and him cast the devil out of him all the time. Finally, that fellow give up and hit the floor flat of his back, come out up a little bit. Oh, thank God. He said, I'm so glad you came. That thing had me so bad I had no control of it. He said, I couldn't do a thing with it, and I'm so glad you came. It's gone now. You remember Jesus cast the devil out of people and they'd fall out? He killed him. No, he didn't kill him. Just cast the devil out of him. Amen. Ooh, things I used to do, I don't do no more. Things that I used to do, I don't do no more. I'm ashamed I ever did smoke, but a smoke's so bad it's far off one kind of be on another in 15 minutes. Bull Durham, the stinkiest stuff you ever smelled. Half and half, Prince Albert, great God, the ungodly stinking. Don't know where we had the back, have not, but it stinks. Get the devil out of there. I had a time praying through. I had to do more than make a decision. I prayed till water dripped off the end of the earth. Meat and a steak. Dirty as the devil ever was. Took a while. But finally come out. Finally come out. Listen, we ain't getting a victory in our world like we used to get. Now, I'm not knocking good service. I know you have some good meetings. I'm not putting these boys' meetings down a bit. But I'll tell you what. We need some more of them knock-down, drag-out meetings. Whew. I'd hold a meeting in a place in Missouri, and a little old girl over there said, just make your blood curdle, nearly. Devil. Some good elder said, obey God, give up. I said, you keep pushing that, and it'll knock the windows out here in a minute. Stay with me, preachers. You keep hollering amen to that and telling that to go on, it'll kick somebody's eyes out here in a minute. Need a little discernment about the devil. That girl just turned all five souls trying to get saved. Nobody could even think about God for her. Well, I said, Lord, take care of her. No, I didn't. I took care of her. I just went over there and said, young lady, hush that. Hush. Quit that screaming and hollering, that blood-curdling screaming you're doing. Stop that, sis. You know what pushed that in her home church? Somebody said, go ahead and let God have his way. Well, where in the world did you come from? You ain't supposed to holler that to everything. I'm talking about the devil now. He come to cheap clothing. Inside, he got stuff to tear you up with. Tear your church up. Ruin your church. Ruin your Bible class. You know, don't answer yes, amen. Don't say a thing. But I started saying, did you, but I wouldn't do it. You'll understand me. I don't want you to make a move, but I had a church for an old boy who had Bible class. He could talk about everything but the lesson. He studied all week on something. If you were going to study water, he'd study on thunder. Amen. And he is good at bringing up every question he could think of that the teacher hadn't even studied and just bumfuzzle and confuse everybody. Can God do anything? Yeah, can he make back there and told him, will you keep your mouth shut while this teacher's trying to teach this class? She studied or he studied on this lesson all week and you're confusing the people's mind with all this foolery. We had a real meeting one night. The power of God fell. Folks shouted. And he said, I had a vision, Brother Wolf. What's going on? I said, what'd you see? He said, a line of new cars. And the voice said, take your pig. There's a devil tonight. It don't want you to get a thing here tonight. Don't want you to pray here tonight. It don't want you to seek God here tonight. It wants to send you home discouraged and despondent when you can get out from under that thing. This ain't my message. I'm 14 verses from the text I was fixing to take. But I can see now the Lord wants me to talk about the devil a while tonight. I can see that right now. Have you got an evil spirit works on you? Don't go home with it. Come up here. Be willing to let us pray for you. Temper? Yeah, I hear it. Said, I can't control my temper. Well, sometimes folks get the devil so bad they can't. They need help. I was awful high-tempered before I got saved. I've fought it a time or two since then. Flesh, you've got to overcome it. You can't yield to it. This one old boy said, I'm just high-tempered. I can't control myself. Just slap his children over on the floor over nothing. Just bam, just knock them down. It'd be better to talk about something else, Brother Moore. I know it, but since we're just humans and you having some of this trouble, I better get to the meat of the matter and see if we can help folks with what they do need from the Lord. I'm making fun of you, children. I'm a human just like you are. They tried to expel me from school for fighting. That's the only thing they want to expel them for is fighting. Look. This old boy had such a temper problem till he just slapped children on the floor. But one day a fellow rode up out there at the gate on his horse and called him out there and called him every name under heaven, every ungodly cussing word you could call a man, he called him at. And he never answered. The preacher was there visiting him that day. And when he walked back and sat down on the porch, he said, I see you have pretty good control of your temper when you want to. Sometimes folks, the reason they've got such a say spiritually, they are not telling the truth. Amen. I didn't laugh. Yes, you did laugh. No, I didn't laugh. God heard her laugh. Said, yes, you did laugh. Said, I seen you laugh. I heard you laugh. Ooh, don't it tighten up on you when the Lord goes try to get a hold of you, straighten you out? Devil wants to get you. He sends his false prophet after you. He wants to get you. But you can tell them by their fruits. Amen? Oh, somebody said, you can't judge now. Don't judge. I never heard so much of that. Woman come down the street in a bikini. Don't judge. I'm not. I just know that's devilish and ungodly and the dress is too short. I'm not judging at all. Not a bit. Wouldn't think of it. Amen? Don't forget you were a sinner once. I haven't. And I say, now I'm telling you, that cussing won't do. That lying won't do. That cheating won't do. I used to sell 20, 30, and 40 weight oil out of the same drum from 15 to 40 cents a quart. I run a service station. And if I drained the oil, it's good looking oil, I poured that oil in that drum. That wasn't right, was it, Joe? Well, I paid 18 cents a gallon for it. Fellow door with said, you got a 10 cent oil. What 10 cent oil? Whoever heard of 10 cent oil? What weight you want? 30 weight, I got something here I can sell you. Of course, I just paid 18 cents a gallon. I could sell 2 quarts and be in the money, making money. I got 25, 30 cents a quart for most of it. That's crooked, ain't it? I'm talking about the devil tonight. Took a church one time, took an offering to pay the bills, and Fellow Himes said, that ain't enough to pay the bills. I just took it. We just had a board meeting before the whole bunch right there. I know how far, but I don't care. If truth ain't going to stand, I ain't got no time. I'm playing for keeps myself. Woo, I never dreamed I'd get in the deal. This is not evangelistic preaching. It's not pastoral preaching. I don't know what kind it is. I turned and said to one of the main boys, you mean to tell me we don't have enough money to pay the bills with this offering? Just took the church. No, Brother Moore. I said, I'm not walking the streets of this town and having the people we owe saying there's a church that won't pay the bills. They made up more money. Then what did you do, Brother Moore? Just went on with the board meeting. I just looked at the church secretary. Man, I said, how much money, son, did we have left in the treasury? Nothing, Brother Moore. We got any bookkeeper, sir? You mean it broke out zero, 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 zero? Impossible. Well, it had 13 cents or 3 cents or 27 cents or something. He had been stealing out of it for years because he was mama's little boy, and mama's little boy is about 40 years old, and all the family had been there so many years, they controlled everything, and he stole the money, and him the secretary. Oh, Brother Moore, you had not to tell him, thus face it, you know that we're in a crooked, evil, devilish time, and he wants to destroy the church, wants to destroy your faith in it, and wants to get your experience. Don't let him do it. Get by a man of God and stay with him. Glory to God. It didn't lower our Sunday school none. It didn't ruin our church. I said, you're out and you know it, don't you? He said, I'm out. And the problem with you is you should never have been put in as a church treasurer because you're tempted with money. And if you're in here tonight and you're a church treasurer and you're tempted with money, resign. Right. Here come the devil to the land, dressed up like a preacher man. Did he quit you, Brother Moore? No, he didn't. He is a man standing at the door years later when I left and said, I wish you'd stay. Didn't make no enemy out of him. He needs somebody to rescue him. You need a little help tonight? Huh? What are you doing? People don't know what you're doing. You're trying to hide it. Pastor of the church, California. Spirit got to deal with me. That man's taking airplane rides with his Sunday school secretary and the church secretary. Had both jobs. He has a wife and five children, and she has a husband. Oh, Brother Moore, you ought to preach the Bible. I am. That's what I'm preaching. By their fruits, ye shall know them. One morning, the Lord had me drive in front of her house. I didn't think about it. And there he was standing in the back of the garage with her in her nightgown, and had an entrance from the garage to the house. And he was 12 miles from his wife and children, and her husband stayed all night with his brother that night. Brother Moore, you had no telling him kind of thing. Tell it nothing. You're reading worse than this in the paper all the time, and the devil's trying to infiltrate our churches and do this dirty stuff and keep it hid. We need some old-time preachers like the old-time Baptist was that had preached till it caused your ears to tingle and put you in the altar over it. Ooh, I may have to close tonight. I hadn't thought I might have to. Be pray that I'll get a text tomorrow night. You've heard me preach, and I didn't preach against nothing. Didn't hardly say nothing. It amounted to nothing. I stepped up to him and said, don't you think you've been seen with this woman enough? Spirit said to me, step close to him. Would you stand up a minute, my brother? Show you why the Spirit said it to me. Yeah, Spirit talked to me. Said, Steph, you don't really have a desire to step up close to a man's fixed to knock you right in the mouth, see? He'd been shot one time before, I found out, for that kind of it. Spirit said, step up close. You're going to have a hard time whooping me, son, standing here. I didn't know that, but the Spirit did. You can't hardly, you'll swing around me. You ain't going to be able to get him up and hit me. The Spirit knew it. I stood right in his face. George, he's gone. But I said, if you ain't guilty, you feel all right. He wasn't all right. She said, boo-hoo. He sat down, son. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. She run and got the books and the money. That didn't break my heart. Huh? We going to burn America down because we got the man we got in? Who put him in? There ain't nobody. We can't find nobody that did, but we need to put him out, don't we? Let's try to save the country. Let's try to save the country, thank God. She resigned. That's what I want to do, resign. We wasn't hurting that bad for secretary. Hallelujah. Whoo! What we need is some old-time fighters. Fight the good fight of faith. We need some more old-time grandpas and grandmas to stand up for the children and fight for the children and tell them to stand for the two children. Don't follow that crook. Don't send no more money to that crook. Can't you tell wolves in sheep's clothing? They're on the radio and the television. No, not everyone on the radio is a crook. But listen to this. Send me some more money. I'm going off the air. I'll be off before you can get me tuned in again if you don't come to my rescue. On and on. And at the end of the program, be sure and tune in. KBGD, KOY, SAOY, KOY, or something. I'm trying to not name the radio station. Name three more new stations he's putting on, and he just said he's going off if you didn't send him. I heard him say it. Liar. I heard him say, send me that last dollar and trust God. Come on, Grandma, send it to me. Send me that last dollar. I said, you crook, you. You ought to send Grandma a dollar. She just got one left. What's the matter with you? Supposed to be a man of God. Brother Moore, you're a fighter. Yeah, I've been a training now for 40 years and 50 and 51 years. I throw the left jab in his face time and again. I fought for people on the deathbed. The devil had them. I know an old man is dying. Lost his mind, laying on his deathbed, went into a coma. His wife got up beside him on her knees, been a Christian for years. She begged God. They said, Mama's no use. She said, leave me alone. She prayed and prayed and prayed till he come back too.
Mama, he said, what in the world's wrong? Said, Dad, you're dying lost. You're unsaved. You're not right with God. And you're dying lost. He went to crying and praying and got saved and died. Fight for your children. Fight for your churches. Fight for the truth. Stand against the devil. You know, I believe I'm going to name this devil, preaching on the devil tonight. That's what we'll call that tape, and if anybody wants to tell them, it's the devil's tape. The one about the devil. Let the devil have it. I mean, you listen to it, but we're giving it to the devil. Evil, wild, evil spirit. Take your little girl out of your home down that road tonight. Happening all over the country. Kill her. Brutally destroy her. Telling you all time they're just as much as a Christian as you are. Amen? Sneak in your home, in your house, take advantage of you and destroy your family. I know what that devil will do. He's come in where I've had churches time and again. March in, come right to me. He said, I'm just like you are. And I say, you ain't like I am. Woman come in my church. Lord sent me to hold your meeting. I said, he did. Looked like he had told me. You can't hold Brother Moore meeting, young lady or old lady. If you're a preacher, you come in no holes on and immodestly dressed. You ain't hold me no meeting. And I said, what doctrine do you teach? Said, we're oneness. Did you know I know now that they are the most modest dressed people in our country to have the most devilish doctrine that I've nearly ever heard of. Of course, the only scripture in the Bible you have to have against it is John 3:16. That's the stoutest verse in the Bible against that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Very stout verse against that foolishness. But you know what? The devil's marched in with everything he's got and said, it don't make no difference. It does make a difference. If you want God's blessing and you want God's reality, you've got to come the Bible route to get it. You know what that lady said to me? I got mine by revelation. I said, that's strange. That's the way I got mine. It's in the book. And by their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? You know why some folk can't get nothing good? They're trying to get it off the wrong thing. Amen. Amen. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a crooked tree bring forth good fruit. I've got apple trees at home. That's all they grow. And are you just looking for lemons on them? Oranges on them? They don't grow nothing but apples. That's all they grow is apples because they're apple tree. Watch that devil tonight. I'm sorry if I'd have known the Lord was going to, if he did lead me this way, and I'm not always led of the Lord, but if he did lead me this way, I'd have done a little more study on what I'm talking about. But that devil don't like what I'm doing. Now, I'm not talking about you, but that devil don't like what I'm doing tonight. Amen. No matter how many times you've been married, preacher man, probably married out of the will of God to start with. Well, which one is the right one then? If a preacher can be married more than once, which one's the one he's supposed to marry? Some have been married four times and said, finally found a woman God wanted to have. Got the fifth one. She, why didn't he marry that to start with? And he had no, see, I mean, which one is it? If the, amen? We're running pretty short on preachers when we got to take anything we can get. Anything we can get. Amen? Amen. You know what the old man said at Richlands? Belonged to a modern church. On a motel on that end of town, on a motel on this end of town. When he got on his dying bed, he said to his daughter, this church we belong to is all right to belong to, but it's not all right to die with. Go yonder and get that homeless preacher man down yonder in that church we've heard about, and get him here beside me, and have him go to praying for me, and I'll get right with God. Are you just belong to a church just so you can say you're a church member? Are you right with God? Or you probably, everyone are. I don't know you people. I'm going to tell you one thing. Indiana's not exempt from the devil. He has invaded our literature until your children can't read a paper. They can't hardly go to school and read all the books they got up there without reading some devilish, ungodly something that they ain't got no business looking at. Preventive maintenance in automotives, and I've been a mechanic in the industry in Oklahoma, a welding. I used to be a welder in the machine shop. I was a machinist. And preventive maintenance is a wonderful thing. But the type of prevention that we are being told about and our children are being told about is not what's going to solve our problem of adultery and fornication. When our country turns their back on God and the Bible and Bible preaching for the ideas of men to try to control evil and does not prosecute evil, the only thing Oklahoma's doing, raising more taxes and building more prisons to put more prisoners in and give them a little slap on the wrist or the hand because they've done some crime and not prosecute evil. Did you all get the paper over here about that fella spray painting them cars over in that foreign land? My papa would have whipped the britches off of him himself. I think, Joe, me and you, we're just from the old time, but don't tell it out so he can hear anything. But I my grandchildren don't mind me or I bust them. They're not angels, you know. Just turn them loose. They'll come up and make good people. No, they won't. No, they won't. They'll steal chicken just like they did at Brooklyn, Oklahoma when they held that meeting. Stole 20 chickens off the fella staying with one night. I met one of them uptown. I knew who was doing it. I said, "What'd you steal them chicken for?" "Because I'm staying down. What do you boy do with that man for? I'm preaching this meeting. If you got in for me, sell it with me. Get after me, but leave that man chickens alone." Oh, I said, "We just need chickens, LD." They come in to get saved in the meeting. Sit on the back seat and light up a cob pipe right in the meeting schoolhouse. I was preaching a meeting there. No police in town. Shoot dice in the middle of Main Street. Miles and miles to where Quentin, Oklahoma was. You couldn't get a police out there. That's mean. Ride the horse in sideways, not frontwards. Come bouncing in sideways on it. Man, that's hungry. What'd you do, Brother Moore? I just wilted and just crumbled and just said, "Oh, Jesus, move for us." No, I moved. I said, "Put that thing out in here. We're trying to worship God in here, and you put that thing out." I met him at the door before I left. "You get back here tomorrow night," and he was. Commenced to getting saved. Seeking God and getting saved. You know, you ever read about Charles Finney? He'd make folks mad enough to kill him. Charles Finney would make folks, and Billy Sunday, I've been up there. You all seen Billy Sunday's old tabernacle still left over yonder here in Indiana, up there in Richmond, I think it is. One of his old tabernacles still standing. Billy Sunday makes them mad, they want to kill him. Tacked him in the pulpit. You know why? Preaching against the sin. Quit that winking at your girlfriend's husband. That ain't right. You stop that. It don't hurt first kiss, we won't get married. You wait till you get married. That thing will get away from you, and you'll have to get married, you'll think, and live about 2 years together and quit. Don't tell us, Brother Moore. You know what the world's in? They're right where the Bible said they'd be when they reject the truth. They don't want to hear it. Don't tell us. Don't warn us. Don't tell us. Can't hardly check your groceries out with all them old filthy magazines right up there at the cash register. Preaching on the devil's night. He may be over to the house. But get back, son. Stay ready. Great God. Just had a woman die. Just stay with me now. God bless you. Where are we at? In America? What are we going to preach? What are we going to say? Say nothing. That's what the devil said. Don't open your mouth. Don't say nothing. Say nothing. Let him go. Give a silent request for him. Just give an unspoken request for all of them. We just had an example, she was called. One person in a leading magazine said, like to pattern her life after her. Adultery, fornication, live in wide open harlotry with a man not even married to him. Slept with him till just a few days before she died. One of the greatest women we've ever had, if that's the greatest we've had. May God have mercy upon us. No, no, I'm not mean about the woman. I'm not trying to make fun. But we have changed our priorities in America. We want a preacher that's got a double LDD. We want his wife that knows how, and she's precise. She knows all about etiquette. If I hadn't balanced myself on the table with my elbows a time or two, I'd have fell away from it myself. But we take people's word because they're supposed to know. And I contest some folks that write some things about how do they know any more about it than I do. Evolution. Evolution. Grandpa a few years back swung by his tail from the branches. Tommy rot. Tommy rot. Not a word of truth, not a basis of fact in it nowhere. But it's being taught. And some of our dainty preachers successfully confuse their congregation by being able to quote Hebrew and Greek in about four different versions of the Bible and make everybody think that whatever they think or believe goes, and they call themselves Christians when actually they're what's known as humanist. Amen. Everybody do anything you want to. It's just all right, is it? Communists said everything was theirs. Until what you had was theirs. Any country they took over, they confiscated whatever you had. That was theirs. Until communist China got over the border with another communist nation, and then all of a sudden communists understood that what was theirs, and what was yours, and you'd stepped over on theirs. But that's not their philosophy when they disarm a nation like this bunch is trying to do, and like Hitler done, and communists always done, take all the guns away, and then you won't have any rebellion that can amount to anything, and you take everything they got and tell them we're all one and we're all well off, and actually all you got's a bunch of bigwigs that's rich and prosecuting the poor. I know what I'm saying. Amen? Devil. He loves to sing in the choir. It's so Joe. You can't hardly keep him out of the choir. Just love singing the choir. Amen? Love singing the choir. He loves to say he's called to preach. Fellow walked in the church with a guitar and a Bible. If this offends you, children, I can't have it. I know you deserve better, but that's the best I can do. Thank you for the backing on the back row. He walked in, the Spirit said, don't have him preach. I said, all right, Lord. And I preached, and he got mad. I couldn't hardly keep my mind on message. He is so mad. I look at him so, and he's just mad as far at me. And I never had done no harm or nothing, you know. I pray with drunks that smell like this pickle, son. They've been drunk so long. All my work is trying to straighten folks out, not crooked them up. Straighten them out. I preached, he got mad. Had a guitar and a Bible, and a woman shows you. You got a guitar and a Bible, they're supposed to preach and sing, see. But I didn't. At church, he left. One of the best mothers I had come to me and said, I'm sure glad you didn't have him do nothing, brother. Preaching on the devil tonight. He ain't going to like it. I know it. Brother Moore, I don't like it either. Well, now, that puts you in a strange place. Bless your heart. God love you. God love you. I hope you don't try to whip me. That old Texas boy preacher fellow said to him, preacher friend of mine dead now, said, I'm going to whip you. I'm fixing to whip you. I said, you want me to lay down? She said, you see that scar on his neck? I said, I saw it, sis. Said, Brother Moore, that's where his boy shot him. He run off to Texas. It's that woman, left his wife and five children, lived in wide open harlots in adultery with her for about a year, and then come back and divorced his wife and murdered her, and then went right on preaching. You don't have to be called of God to preach. I know a lot of fellas preaching sounds good. If you didn't know them, you'd think they're sent from God. Preach good, son. I mean, I've heard them could quote that Bible and preach, you know. Amen. And when half of the congregation is as bad shape as a preacher is, he suits them pretty good. But you take one good old godly mother, one good old godly brother in there, and get prayed to about that first thing. You know, he's called one of them deacons on the side. Did you know? Yeah, we knowed it, but God forgive him of that. Well, it looked like he'd straighten it up if God forgive him. Amen? Looked like he'd quit drinking if God forgive him. He still sips the bottle. quiet in here. If you're here tonight and that old devil's giving you around, he'll tie your home up, run off with your wife or run off with your husband. Amen. Get your children, indoctrinate them with a bunch of this tommy rot and foolishness is nothing to. You come down here with me, will you? And let's pray for America tonight that God Almighty will have mercy upon us. Help us to get back. Brother Moore, I ain't never heard nobody caroling like that. You would have if you'd have started when I did. I was saved as I thought I could get, and that old-time preacher man tightened that thing up on me so till I really prayed through. I hadn't been living for God long, and he said, look here, son, if you're going to call yourself a man of God, I need to talk to you. Man, he tightened up on me. Well, it didn't hurt me, son. He is trying to help me. I just prayed for God. I said, pray for me. Pray for me. And God will help me to get some strength and overcome. That's what God wants to do for you. He wants to bless your children. I'm going to have to stop before we get to my text. My text was found in the 25th verse, but I never have got to it. I'm still 8 verses away from there. But tonight, that old devil's walking the hills down here. He walked through Virginia, Blue Mountains of Virginia. Walked up to Claudelia's church. And the boy was drinking bad. His wife was inside. The devil's in that boy. Wanted her to get out there. She got out there. Get in the car with me. Round the curve and around the mountain and dead. Both of them killed instantly. He's waiting on your girl. He's waiting on your boy. Go with us tonight. Be the last time he goes. Somewhere that's going to happen tonight because we pet evil. We call good evil. Evil good. Amen. Evil good. We call evil good. See, there ain't no harm in that. Ain't no harm to do that. Devil tell our young people down in Oklahoma, go down to skating rink. Well, LD's not smart, but I do know that's a dope place down there. I do know that's where they make their out on that lot is where they're swapping the dope and picking up the dope. I know that's happening. And I know if it was all right to skate down there, it's not the place to go skate. Better be out on the sidewalk in front of the house. Or about outside the house on that cement skating around. Not down there with that bunch. Hey, is that right, Brother Phillips? The devil's on the loose tonight. I never seen him on the loose like he is now. We are trying, pitifully trying, to get the TV industry to take at least some of that violence out of that thing. And they're supposed to be policing themselves. And now the highest educated men we have in America, lawyers' degrees as high as they can get, have finally took a little look at it as if they were ignorant to start with and didn't realize it was packed with violence. It's terribly powerful. I don't own one, but I know what I'm saying. I wouldn't be saying it. It's one of the most detrimental things that ever happened to the human family and could have been one of the best. Could have been a great blessing, but it's not. And until we realize that and it gets something else. You know, I don't know. We're living in the babysitting this time, I ever see. Boy wrote me, got his letter in my Bible here, and he wrote me, said, Brother Moore, my wife's working, I'm working, we can't raise her children. Said, we're in a terrible time, and we can't hardly make ends meet. We just can't. Pray for me. Laid hands on him at LL College Church and prayed for him. Got 2 letters from him right there in that Bible. 2 letters from him. Brother Moore, he said, I went to pray and I was selling potato chips and all kinds of chips for a company, Frito-Lay of Leave. And he said, wife, I said, you quit work and you stay home with the children. As many a mother didn't get the new dresses and the new shoes she needed or wanted a lot of time, but she stayed with them babies. And them old boys that walking around men now. Amen. And they still ain't doing things other boys are doing because mama loved him, dad loved him. You know what that boy done? He put God first. He went to praying. He went to selling more potato chips and chips than anybody in the country. They moved away to another town, started a little church in the building, and she's staying with the children. He's won the best salesman in the whole state award. they raised his salary, make several hundred dollars a week. He's writing me and trying to get me to come right now, and she's babysitting them children and raising them. Think about raising her own children. She raised her own children. This girl's a fine girl. We stayed with her. I was saying, yes, she was the greatest cook in the whole world.